Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards first. Ivy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Akins moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott strikes out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington bunts between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson throws the ball into Trammell, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Brookins moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Otis reaches second base with a double. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 3-1, Royals. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1. Royals. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball towards left. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Brookins tags and scores. Whitaker moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. One out. It's 6-5, Royals. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 6, Tigers, 6. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 7-6, Tigers. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. White strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-3 in the game. Slott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-3 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington strikes out. One out. Howard Bailey now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Brett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Akins hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.